This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're back with Generation Next. It is 29 minutes past 7. And as always, you can text us in at 0427-JOY949 or email on air at joy.org.au, as Troy has just done, saying, "Hey guys, great show tonight. Thank you for shedding light on the very sad gay asylum situation. The letters are truly heartbreaking and it makes me ashamed to be Australian. Keep up the good work." Thank you, Troy. Yeah, it is, like, I look at my country and I think, really? Like, I have a pretty decent life here, but I'm white and was born here. Mm. So, you know, I'm lucky. A lot of people are not.
And my family was also lucky that we managed to be resettled after the Indo-Chinese War. So,
yeah. We did get another text from someone saying that they are gay and have an Iranian boyfriend who's been denied permanent residency and has to apply for an asylum seeker or protection visa. I am so sorry to hear that. I wish that was something that we could do. And how long before, one thing they've said, how long until people wake up and realise we're a collective consciousness and are all one? Yeah, it seems to be all about othering people. These people don't count.
Us between us, like, I mean, them and us, Team Australia, like, you know, all that hullabaloo.
Yeah. So I am so, so sorry to hear about your situation. And we're going to be keeping up some of the sadness because we're going to be talking about breakups, which is something, unfortunately, a bit too close to everyone's heart.
It is.
How are you holding up, mate?
I've been kind of on a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Some days I'm really down. Some days I'm really up. The other days I'm just like really missing him. The other days I'm just like, I don't need him. It's like,
I don't know. That way for a while. My last major breakup was just over a year ago. And on that 1 year, I remembered the date really clearly because it was my parents' 25th anniversary, the day I got dumped. So, yeah. But this was the partner who dumped me through text saying that she thought she was straight and then slept with another girl within the month. So, you know, that wasn't the best way it could have ended.
I got told that the whole getting into the whole relation was stupid.
Oh.
That I was basically told that over the phone.
Sorry, accidental. Don't mind me.
Yeah, but
yeah, that's pretty awful.
Like, I mean, if you're gonna break up, it would have been better if you just told me in real life, because it would have just, you know.
So this wasn't in person?
It was over the phone.
Yeah, that's harsh.
I mean, it's like a week earlier I was told that I was the only guy that mattered to them out of all the guys that person has been with. And then week after, I'm told that it was stupid getting into the whole thing and that, you know, should have never been together. And I had two choices. I could either be his friend or his friends of benefits. And I was like, nope.
How about the no
just
choice?
Just no.
Like, that one would work quite well for me.
Because if you make me fall really hard for you and you're going to give me those two choices, I'd rather just work on a clean slate.
One thing, you know, one sort of topic of conversation, if you are to break up with someone, there are no good ways to do it, but how can you do it best to try and make it least bad for the other person?
Pretty much.
I have never dumped anyone. I've always been the one who's gotten dumped. So, you know, I have a lot of experience in getting broken up with. I've never had to do the breaking up.
I'm like a faithful soldier, though. I just follow and then I just leave.
My first thought is do it in person.
Yeah, I think that's the most appropriate way to break up with someone.
Just do it to their face. There's also the thought of where to break up with them, because you sort of don't want to do it at your place, because then you have to say, "And can you leave now?"
And it's like, no.
But then if you're at their place, you know, you might feel really awkward saying, "Okay, I'm breaking up with you," and also, bye, walk out. Or asking for a lift.
I once got dumped on a train before. It wasn't too bad. Like, at least it was, like, you know, face to face, and my stop was two stops away. So.
Yeah, I did once have 2 days after breaking up. I had to go into the city for a meeting, and I was crying on the train. And the woman opposite me asked if I was okay, and she said, "Look, I just got dumped." She gave me tissues and said, "Do you want a bitch?"
That's a sweet ass.
That's so nice.
I ended up buying a breakup panda.
So you have a stuffed panda now?
Yep.
Not an actual panda, I would hope.
No. It's a cute baby panda, and I cuddle him at night whenever I feel lonely.
Aw. Yeah, when I broke up with my last girlfriend, I told my best friend, and he showed up at my house with chocolates and DVDs.
Yeah.
So that was really nice.
Is this the one that's into the Daleks?
Yes.
Oh my god, so lucky.
I know, right? But, another thing... Yeah, break up face-to-face. Don't break up in somewhere where they're not going to be able to leave for a while. Like,
yeah. Like, if you're in a long car ride back home from a trip from, like, you know, Phillip Island, I don't think it's the best thing to do is to break up with someone during the car ride.
There's also, like, if it's around specific times of year, you don't want to dump someone, say, just before their birthday.
My birthday is in a few weeks. Car.
Yeah, the birthday, Christmas, all that kind of thing. But also, if you break up with them immediately afterward, they might sort of be thinking, oh, they didn't actually want to be with me on my birthday. They just...
They felt sorry for me.
Yeah. Though there's no way to avoid hurting your partner when you end it with them.
But it's good to try to minimize the impact.
Yeah, definitely.
At least.
How have you coped with breakups in general?
I've generally just cried, go to the gym, maybe some fear... The therapeutic sluttiness way.
Yeah. I have heard the phrase, like really discussed the phrase, the best way to get over someone is to get under someone else, which I don't advocate.
I don't.
Like rebounding isn't always the wisest thing to do, but it is a thing people do.
I personally try my best to avoid it because I've been someone's rebound before, and
the amount
of pain that I felt from them was, it was... Yeah.
It sucks. It sucks a lot.
Sucks.
What I've generally done, I have had the, there was one time I got dumped and I had a 21st that weekend.
Oh.
So I don't remember very much of that night. I unfortunately messed up a close friendship plus that friend's relationship, but, you know, passing straight female friend when straight female friend's boyfriend was like a meter away. I'm sorry.
I was drunk.
So, yeah, that's not the healthiest way to deal with it. Mm. Don't jump anyone who will look at you.
I think the healthiest way to deal with it is just try to find a purpose again. Like,
yeah. And you know what? It's okay to eat a lot of chocolate.
Yes, it is.
That is certainly what I did. And just to find if something helps you deal, do it. It's best if it's not the, you know, alcohol, cigarettes... sleeping around, that kind of thing. It's better to find, like, as you said, the gym is actually a really healthy outlet.
It is really healthy. Like, the pain I feel after going to the gym kind of substitutes the heartache I feel.
Oh, but yeah, I've started going to the gym lately as well, and it's a pretty good, like, you know, pretty good for the mood.
It is. You feel so much refreshed and happier afterwards.
Yeah, definitely. So that, if you don't have, you know, if a gym membership's a bit out of your reach or something... going for a run, going for a bike ride, things like that.
Or parkour. Parkour is the best.
We take no responsibility for any broken bones.
Yeah.
But
the best way to get through it is catharsis. And as long as we manage to find a way to minimize or purge the negative emotions we're feeling, then we'll move on.
Yeah. Be around people you care about. You don't have to get through it alone.
Yes.
It's okay to ask for help.
There are people out there willing to support you, and they'll be there for you.
And, you know, it's cliche, but time really is the best healer.
Yes.
It will hurt less in a week, in a month, in 2 months.
In the words of Leanna Lewis, better in time.
Yeah, if you have any more wisdom to add about dealing with breakups, remember 0427 JOY949, on air at joy.org.au. We'll be back with you soon. But, you know, another piece of advice is for a little bit further on after the breakup, just kiss them off.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.